I swear, Julio, this keeps getting weirder by the minute. And welcome to the Malbolz. This is Regarding Spawn, the world's best Spawn podcast. I'm your co-host, John Fisher.
And I'm your co-host, David Williams. And Johnny, I'm afraid I've caught a case of the giggles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you giggling about?
I'm giggling about having a good time hanging out with my pal Johnny, talking about some good shit.
That's what we do here.
Yeah, it just tickles me in the right spot. And it's, I can't help myself, Johnny. I'm enjoying myself, Johnny.
Hey, that's why we're here, right?
You can't not feel good when you're talking about the world's foremost previously hell-powered being.
Yes.
Mr. Albert Simmons and his
cadre of
collaborators.
We get back to Albert Simmons on this issue, on this episode of our podcast, because I feel like we've spent a long time away from him. Even last week was a mainline Spawn, but he was barely in it.
he was in one panel, the last page. He said like 6 words.
Yeah. So this one we get an Al Simmons mission here because,
we get an old friend. An old friend's come back to visit.
Indeed we
dropped by for a spot of tea.
Can you imagine Cygor drinking a little tiny teacup?
I think any teacup would look tiny to him. So
right.
But you get like a little dollhouse one and
we also have our friends, Avi and Linda.
And Waya.
Yeah.
Waya shows up.
That's because this week, we are regarding Spawn.
Yes.
And each week, we bring you 2 issues from Spawn's universe, except when we don't.
Absolutely.
And this week is no different. Mm-hmm. We have 2 issues for you of Modern Spawn, and that is Gunslinger 34.
Ooh.
All the way back from the far-off land of August 2024. And King Spawn 37, also from August 2024.
Way back when, as we say.
Way back home.
Back in the days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in the dog days of summer in August.
The dog days. Called the dog days because the constellation Sirius is much more prevalent during that time of year. So we are under the dog constellation. So that's,
is that true?
That's what I've heard. But
I thought it was because dogs were lazy.
I haven't looked into it fully.
Okay.
So I might be wrong. Again, if you know how the dog days of summer got its name, is Johnny right? Am I right? Are neither of us right? Email us at regardingspawnpod@gmail.com.
Please let us know. What is the origin of the dog days of summer?
But I don't know the dog days while they're happening, Johnny. I only know when they're over, because then everybody and their grandmother's dog starts playing that Florence and the Machine song. It's a good song, but I only ever hear it the once a year.
You gotta run fast for your mother, fast for your father.
Yeah.
That one?
Yes, that one. Absolutely.
It's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. But you gotta run fast to pick up these issues of Spawn.
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta run faster than Javi's pet carrying old Linda DeWaya.
And we got, as we gotta do,
as we gotta,
we gotta cover the covers.
Yes, we do.
And today we're starting with Gunslinger 34.
Yes, we are.
So this is the first course before we get to the appearance of Cygor.
We've got, as they say, Johnny, we've got to shoot first and ask questions later.
Exactly.
I love a thematic joke. Yeah, we got to cover these covers. Cover these covers, Johnny.
There's many colors on the covers.
There are many covers. There's a limited palette on the cover that I chose. So, but there are still many colors.
Which cover did you choose, David?
I chose the B cover by Mirko Kolek, and it is a gunslinger standing in the wind of some dusty steps. And there's a, that's steps T, PPE, not just P.
Is that what those mountain formations
the graphical, the geographical, yes, I do believe they are. If I am wrong, email us at regardingspawn@gmail.com.
Any geologists out there?
Yeah, but it's Javi overlooking what was obviously like a old campsite, and there's bones everywhere, and like a little skull on this little fence post. Just very Western.
Yeah,
very cool. Western.
I like that one.
Yeah,
I got the A cover.
All
right. By Von Randall.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a nice.
That's just a nice Javi.
Just a nice hobby. I wish you could see the behind.
Yeah, I know. They need to start doing from the right angle, Johnny.
Yeah. He's got a sniper rifle and a pistol. And he's like in a graveyard.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. And there's some crazy, crazy like green light coming from around his foot area. So
something's going on.
Something's happening there. Either he killed something that's exploding with necroplasm, or he's like stepped out of a portal, or.
Yeah, he's got a nice belt buckle.
Yeah.
It's pretty classic. I mean, he's just a classic gunslinger.
There's a lot of intricate detail on that holster.
Oh, there really is.
Man. It's a good cover. It's a good cover. Von Randall, Johnny, did you know that Von Randall can do a nice cover of a comic book?
You know, I've discovered this.
You'd never believe it.
And we pop this baby open. Mm-hmm. We got the credits.
Yes, we do.
Script plot by Todd McFarlane. Mm-hmm. Art by Carlo Barberi. Mm-hmm. Colors by Ivan Nunes.
Mm-hmm.
Letters by the Tom father himself, Tom Wojciechowski.
Oh, yeah.
We covered the covers.
Sure did.
Creative director is Todd McFarlane, and editor-in-chief is Thomas Healy.
Woo!
Who liked our Gunslinger Ass Talk on Instagram.
That's the name of our new Shock Jock show, Johnny. Gunslinger Ass Talk.
Gunslinger Ass Talk. That's the new segment. We talk about Gunslinger's ass. We just need to ask Brian to write a theme.
Carte blanche, Lonnie. Carte blanche.
Yeah. Previously in Gunslinger's Ass, or just Gunslinger, sorry, I got his ass on my brain. Previously in Gunslinger. As Gunslinger seeks to flee from the police, the roof of his motel caves in, trapping him in the wreckage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened. He got pinned by Chekhov's air conditioner unit.
Indeed he did. It fell down and boom.
Pinned him. You fall down, go boom.
You fall down, go boom.
So we start with Javi laying on his back in this rubble with, uncharacteristically of Javi, he's got guns pointed at him, Johnny.
Yeah. That never happens.
Never, no. He's so mild-mannered, nobody ever lift a finger against him.
And his mask is all fucked up, like his tufts of his hair are coming out the top of it.
Yeah, you can see his cheek. You can see bits of his neck. They're like, he goddamn moves, put a bullet in his head, Johnny. Months ago, that wouldn't have been a problem, but it would definitely, definitely kill him now. So.
That would kill him now. He didn't have his powers. And then it pulls back a bit, and it's just like all the cops, SWAT team.
Like, more guns than actual people shown holding the guns. So they just, like, they're not gonna fuck around with Javi, Johnny. They're like, this guy's dangerous.
Yeah.
As we, is it this page or is it the next page where they talk, they obviously know from the videotape what he's capable of, so they are very wary.
Yes.
Of this guy, even though they're like, he's down, but he ain't out. Then we learned that the medics are there, and the leader of the SWAT team's like, get our people fixed first. This fucker can wait a minute. I don't care if this psycho bleeds out.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I want to run photos on him so I can ID him. Get his mask off.
So like he, Governor's sitting the National Guard, which is pretty crazy.
I like that he literally, right before the roof caved in, he put his mask on. And now,
they immediately talk,
and now like immediately 6 minutes later, they're like, we gotta get that mask off of him.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Javi's man.
I guess no cops were killed in the making of this comic, but he sent 6 to the ICU.
Yeah, dang. I mean, I was thinking about that when I was reading this again last night, Johnny. And Javi would have been trained to be just enough of a sharpshooter that if you hit them, you hit them to die, whether immediately or eventually. And so probably a lot of these men that he hit, that would have been him killing them because they didn't have ICUs in Gunslinger days. So,
yeah.
So
that's true.
It's not like Javi was pulling any punches. That's just his style of shooting.
And they bring out the hotel owner who gives up the ghost and says, Oh yeah, well, he was really nice. And that girl he was with.
Yeah, he was with the lady. Gives up the Johnny. He's not that old. Doesn't give up the ghost mean die?
I think it just means like giving up. I don't know.
Well, I mean, tell us who's right. RegardingSpongePod@gmail.com.
I just think of the Oingo Boingo song, Flesh and Blood. I'm not gonna give up the ghost. No, I'm not gonna give it up.
Yeah, because, yeah, when you give up your ghost, Johnny, you free your ghost from your body, so your spirit is freed, so your body is dead.
I just see it as like giving up on a dream or something. I don't know.
I mean,
it
could
be
true.
Both.
It could be both. It could be, one could be.
Don't give up the ghost. Like if someone says, "Don't give up the ghost," it's like, don't give up the fight.
Hold on to that germ of whatever it is, so it can
exactly.
Grow. Very poetic.
Well, he gives up. He gives up something.
He gives up Linda, is what he gives up.
He gives up Linda. And so then we get to the pundits who
yes,
are
do.
Reporting, for the one time only, reporting on what's actually going on in the comic instead of just random news.
Yeah, and it's made national news because these are all national news outlets here, Johnny.
Yeah, I mean, Brock the Shock's talking about him. Come on.
Dude, Connie Chung lady's giving us the no-nonsense.
CRN lady, yeah.
The info news guy is giving us, he's pulling on a little bit of the
speculation
around it, because he starts talking about like he goes into a little bit more lurid detail about Mr. Calhoun, and particularly gross, a little more gross than the CRN lady does. And then more gross yet, Johnny, Brock the Shock literally has crime scene photos.
Yeah, I know.
That he's displaying. Oh boy. Although I guess the CRN lady literally does have the video of Javi
shooting
Calhoun's house. Dang. What won't they show on the news these days, Johnny?
I don't know. Well, luckily I won't have to watch the news this week at all.
Oh, definitely will not be doing that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll be watching it.
It's gonna be unavoidable, so I'm gonna sit over here and I'm gonna be fucking sweating bullets the whole time. Like I do every 4 years.
Yep, that's how it goes.
It's nerve-wracking. But speaking of wrecked nerves, none of these first responders know what to do with Javi. They're just like, I guess we'll do this. We've never had something like this before.
So oxygen?
They give him some oxygen while he's on his way to the ER. They get him to the ER. They're just doing, you know, standard, get him this and this and this and this. And then
Pop calls him a crazy fuck.
Yeah, they start going through his personal effects, and they get his jacket. I love the never-ending pile of guns.
I love the different sound effects, too. Thok, kank, kank, badink.
Yeah.
He just piles up, like 5 guns and, like, 3 knives.
Yeah, just a big old pile of bullets. Hilarious. Yeah. It's so good. Then we cut to 23 miles away, where we see
exact distance, Todd Father signature.
Yeah, we see some burning horse hooves.
Burning hearse.
We're burning hearse.
Burning hearse hooves. It makes you think of the burning cows at the beginning of Mars Attacks.
Oh man, poor cows. I always felt bad for those cows, Johnny.
Yeah,
they were just hanging out, doing nothing. They didn't deserve the ack that they got.
Yeah.
And then we see Linda. Linda's just like holding on for dear life. She's basically just kind of like passed out on the back of this horse here. You know, Waya's like, quick, we gotta get her inside. Waya's helper. We haven't been introduced to Waya's helper yet, have we? I don't think so.
He was like in the background and talking like in a few issues ago.
But like no introduction, no name.
Okay. No.
So Waya's assistant, you know, recognizes Linda as, you know, the lady who was there before. And Waya's like, if she's here without Javi, even though she's been here without Javi before, that she's here now in this condition with his little dinosaur pet turned into the flaming horse, something's bad.
Yeah.
Linda wakes up and Waya's trying to, you know, see what happened. And Linda really can't remember a lot. She's like, I just remember
flames.
You know, I was talking about how much of a dipshit he was, and then some cops showed up, and then there was shooting, and then everything was engulfed in flames. And now I'm here.
Gives her some water.
And Wyatt's like, I don't know if you've noticed, but Javi doesn't like to really tell the truth. Like he doesn't like to lie, but he doesn't like to be forthcoming with anything. It's like talking to a wall. And so then Wyatt's like, let me enlighten you. And he starts to do the clouded eye of a psychic connection.
Yes, and there's some kind of something. I think there's something more than water in that cup.
Yeah, probably. I would assume so, to help the connection, Jamie.
Yes.
And then we cut back to the hospital where the chief of police, is that who that is talking about, you know, that they have the madman who killed Dylan Calhoun in his own house in custody. Then they're gonna, you know, they got him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Hey, mission accomplished.
Yeah, mission accomplished. And then we cut to inside, and it's just some officers talking to each other, and we get opening quote. You know, gunslingers, guns. They look brand new, but like literally no information on this particular model from this company existing anymore exists.
I swear, Julio, this keeps getting weirder by the minute. Yeah, this guy's like, look at this pistol.
Yeah.
Who's this guy working on Antiques Roadshow?
Yeah, probably. What else?
Maybe he's just a gun nerd. He might just be a gun nerd.
He looks like a man who would be called into a regional Antiques Roadshow as a professional.
He could be.
Like an expert.
And we cut back to Javi in the, I almost said hotel room, just like we did the other time. Hospitals are sad hotels, as we just discovered in another episode.
Yes, indeed. And Javi just, like, wakes up, like, all of a sudden. Just like, sir, go back to sleep. Sir, relax, lay down.
And they're trying to subdue him, Javi, but they can't get him down.
They give him a max.
Max dose of Valium, baby.
Valium. That sounds like a good Friday night, if you know what I'm talking about.
That sounds like, hey, we're going to get relaxed.
Man, I would love to get a Valium on a Friday night that keeps me asleep until halfway through Sunday.
Yeah, I'd take that.
Woo. It'd be real good. And then the doctor's like, okay, that should keep him down for a little bit. Let's get him to a room. We got to get him out of this emergency unit here. And they're like, put him in an assless gown. We got to see that butt, boys.
That's what they're after.
So I love these little panels of, we see somebody removing a boot, then we see just the cops hanging out outside the door doing some security, and then the nurse just hardly opened the door being like, get the fucking doctor right goddamn now.
Get in here.
And then we get a most of a two-page spread here of Javi and his undies on the bed, just severely fucked up. We have seen...
Yeah, he's got like Old West underwear too.
Yeah, we have seen a lot of Javi's fucked up body, but I think this is the first time we've seen it all just sort of like laid out in front of us.
It's pretty bad, pretty gnarly.
Yeah, he's been through some shit, Johnny.
Indeed, but he's still got a pretty face.
Yeah, like his skin is coming off the muscles on his legs? Jesus.
Yeah.
Phew, boy. Oof. Javi has...
On his shoulder.
He's looked better. I like how he's got the one little patch. Like, of all of the things that he needed patched, there's just like the one little bandage that he put on. Hilarious.
Where's the bandage?
It's on his right shoulder.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But everything else is just
yeah.
Hilarious.
Oh, Javi.
Yeah. The doctors
so are, mutilated.
The doctors are like, what the hell? That's your body's. Bodies aren't
should
supposed
not
to
be
take
able
this.
To handle that.
This
yeah.
guy's got to be insane. And then when they start questioning his sanity, we like go into his coma brain, and he's remembering a past adventure.
Yes,
it's Javi out on the steps. STEPPES, not STP.
Yes, it is. Oh my god, the cover! It's like the cover that you have.
Yeah, and he's tracking. He's tracking some footprints because that's, you know, that's what you do in the old Western times. Fresh tracks tell you everything you need.
Along with other clues, he finds an arrow in a tree.
Yeah.
Or on the ground.
He finds some spent brass from a revolver. Maybe a rifle. He sneaks around through some trees, and then he sees out yonder campfire.
Campfire.
And then we zoom in on the campfire, and it's just some cowpoke. Not cowpokes. These are bad guys. So outlaws.
These are bandits. Outlaws.
Some outlaws just rootin' tootin' around the fire. You know, they got the scientifically most number of farts to be at max hilariousness, according to old Mel Brooks. Talking, you know, about the gig they just pulled. The gig. I guess it would be a gig. The gig economy.
To them, it's always a gig, existed. Yeah. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
And so they just robbed some people. Real original.
Well, they did more than that, but we don't know that yet.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one of them's like, "Hey, man, I'm bushed. I'm just gonna hit the hay." And they're like, "Okay, that sounds good." And then, their horses start making noise. They've been hyah'd out of there.
Yep. Hyah'd. They're running away.
Yeah. Somebody set them loose. Like, somebody must be out there. And then, Javi comes, all in shadow, and he says, "There is."
Whew. And it's Javi.
Whew. Having this in like audiovisual form, like maybe a short film, that would be a great little.
Yeah,
it'd be wonderful. We need.
He tracked these men because they, basically, he had ranchered a family that strung up the husband, two girls, and the pregnant wife, and they took advantage of the women before they did it.
Yes, Johnny. Funny story. While I was rereading this, at about the third or fourth page, Pluto TV started playing the Patrick Wilson classic, Insidious.
Oh wow!
And then. Right around the time Kid falls off the ladder, they say Insidious.
How insidious. That demon's coming. That demon from the Insidious is coming after you, wherever he is.
That little child is haunted. He's coming to get you. Not to make light of the terrible deed that has occurred here, but...
Yeah.
I thought those guys were despicable. A good little collapsing of the real world and this comic book.
Yeah. No, these guys are pretty despicable, and Javi's going to wipe them out.
Mm-hmm, yes. And he
does.
That's what he does. And then one of them reveals himself. He says, "Knew you'd be coming, Devil Man. Thanks for walking straight into my trap.
Devil Man."
Oh, sorry. Devilman. And he turns out to be an angel, because he's got expansive wingspan, Johnny.
He is. He's an angel.
Mm-hmm. And then we get necroplasm meter to end the issue. It is very low.
It's a one.
It is a one.
And we get a spawning grounds, which is a big letter from Brian S. Mm-hmm. And he's basically asking, he said that he started to get back into spawn in February 2022 because he had a...
torn Achilles.
Torn Achilles. Yeah. Ooh. Ouch. Sorry about that, sucks, Brian. Yeah.
That's a lot of sitting down.
But it got him into spawn.
Yeah.
And he just had a question mainly. It's like after the... Dead zones were closed, or the dead zone was widened to cover the whole earth, and like everyone lost their powers. Mm-hmm. There's angels with wings after that. How's that possible?
Yeah, and this is a nice little explanation for how we get angels with wings turning into Matt Damon posts Count the Shells Big Bird from Dogma. He's got the little nubbies.
Yeah, he's got the little nubs.
At the time that Nick set the green zones or the dead zones across the world, if you had your wings out, they stayed out, and they slowly rotted away. If you had your wings in, they stayed in. Can't get them back out.
Yep.
So, it's very...
And then eventually will atrophy and wilt if they were out.
Yeah. So that's a nice little catch. Thanks, Brian, for asking that question so that way we can get an answer, because I didn't even think about it. But
I didn't either.
That's a good little bit of, you know, lore to go along with stuff.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And then we get more Spawn's universe.
Absolutely.
Well, don't miss these ongoing titles.
Well, I plan not to, Johnny.
We haven't missed them. I've read
one
them.
One of those looks strangely familiar.
Yeah, we just covered it last issue.
And then another one of them looks strangely like it's in front of me for us to read next.
Yes, it's Advertising King Spawn 37, which we're covering next.
We got that Witchblade ad.
And the Fallout ad.
Fallout that Johnny has nothing else to say about.
Like I said last week, I got nothing to say about Fallout. What am I going to say?
It's good.
I hope there's a new game. The show was good. I actually do want to watch that Yakuza show on Amazon because I like those games a lot. But I heard some disappointing news that the games are really idiosyncratic and weird and funny and just like very Japanese in the way they go from like high tragedy to like low comedy. Uh-huh. Like just like do. And I guess the show is mainly just plays it straight. Doesn't have the weirder, funny moments.
The show does just play it straight. It's still very good, but...
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, nice.
It's good, but it is very much capital D drama.
Yeah, because the video games have a lot of like weird, funny stuff in them, and I was looking forward to that. But I'll still watch it. But I'm enjoying playing Like a Dragon: Infinite Wealth right now. It's actually what I've been playing.
Like a Dragon.
Yeah.
Horde for the very first time. That's Horde, H-O-A-R-D, for the first time. This is the first time you've gathered a horde. Hoarding, I guess hoarding for the very first time would have been better to say.
Is a horde of dragons, is a group of dragons called a horde?
Well, dragons have hordes.
Oh, right. Like in The Hobbit.
Yeah. Like a Smaug.
Smaug. How can you forget Smaug?
Smaug.
So next up, we have King Spawn 37.
Yes, we do.
And I've got a badass cover in front of me, David.
I have a badass cover as well, Johnny.
The Bjorn Barons.
You gotta get the Bjorn fucking Barons. Look at this shit. Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah, it's Spawn.
It's Spawn basically doing a blade. He's killing all the vampires. They're like Daywalker.
Yeah, and he's just cutting their heads off like crazy.
Yeah.
Using a chain, using a sword.
Take that, Nosferatu.
Yeah. He, like, cut him right off.
Mm-hmm. I do like how they all have different hairstyles, too. And it's that Bjorn Baron goodness.
That 3D art, yeah. It's just really cool.
And you can, like, see every vein that Spawn has. Jeez. He's a veiny man, that Spawn.
Yeah. The vampire's wrinkles, just the detail on that.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff.
Yeah. It's real good.
But there's a B cover by Francesco Tomaselli.
Mm-hmm.
And it is badass new King Spawn looking Spawn with his scarf on.
Yeah, it is great. It is the, much like last episode, the Tauntaun Revolver was the still from the Saturday morning Spawn cartoon. This has a little bit of that Spawn cartoon flavor because the skull on his belt buckle is a little goofier, and it's got big round eyes. And it looks so cute. It looks into Avengers' little cheeks. It's great.
No, this definitely looks like the Spawn Adventures version of King Spawn.
Yeah, this looks like cool. It was made to watch in the daytime with a bowl of cereal, and it's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm kind of sad that I didn't get this one now, but how can you say no to a Bjorn Barons?
You know, you can't. It's one of my faves. Well, we pop it open.
Yes, indeed. We gotta pop that bad boy open. The
credits.
Okay. We got Scripts Plot by Todd McFarlane. Double Todd Father Day, Johnny. We forgot to mention.
Hey.
Uh-huh. We got art by Yildiré Sanar. We got color by Ivan Nunez. Lettering by Ann World Design. Cover the covers. Todd McFarlane's creative director. Thomas Healy is the editor-in-chief. Previously in King Spawn. Spawn continues to track down those responsible for the plot to kidnap Granny Blake and finds himself, along with Sigor, in a nest of angels. Ooh, nest of angels. Ooh, that's a good band name.
Yeah, it is a good band name. That's what I was about to say.
Very good.
It'd be like Evanescence or something. Or, not Evanescence.
Wake me up! Nightwish. Nightwish is fucking great.
I love Nightwish.
I wish I had an angel for one moment of love. It asks if I'm playing music, John. Nice. You heard it here first, y'all. Zoom thinks David's singing is actual music.
Nice. It asked you that? It like asked if you're playing music?
Yeah, because I think it was trying to cut it out or if I needed to keep it in. It said, are you playing music? But we start off with our boy, Monkey himself. Sigor. It's been over a year.
I really like the art in this. Sinar does a great job.
Yeah, it's very good art. It's very
clean and like, yeah.
And there's a nice heft to it. It's clean, yes. But it's still kind of gritty. Clean enough that you notice the grit more, I think. It's great. It's wonderful.
And we get a little backstory in Sigor, how he's been resurrected from death for over a year.
Yeah.
And he's evolved more as he's been alive again.
Yeah.
and he's vowed loyalty. He's done a Wookiee life debt as well to the man that gave him his life back.
Yeah.
That man is Al Simmons.
That man is Al Simmons. Al Simmons is the Han Solo of King Spawn.
Exactly. Now they need to fly a ship together.
Yeah. And he needs to find a Lando Calrissian type lover. Do you know about old man himself?
Yeah, Billy Dee Williams. Yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah, when he was like, why is he wearing Han's vest at the end of Empire Strikes Back? He's like, well, they were lovers. That's awesome.
Oh, Billy Dee Williams is great.
They were lovers. Hello, what have we here?
Okay, yes. And so now, you know, it's kind of a cut to from sort of backstory to now. We've got Spawn and Sigor. They just busted through this wall. Something that I think, Johnny, would drive me insane if I had to do artwork for this book in particular is Sigor's Stitch continuity.
Yeah.
Man, I would be so obsessed with, but no, Yildiray does a great job at it, because I was thinking about that. I wanted to bring it up and kind of be like, you know, the stitches aren't the same in between panels, but largely they are.
There you go.
Yeah, it's for good. Then Spawn says the badass, your move, Tyrone.
They all got swords.
I'm glad that his name was Tyrone and not Carl, because saying your move, Carl, doesn't quite have the gravitas.
They got swords and bows and arrows because they're not using guns.
Yeah.
Because that would set off the alarm.
Yeah, it would.
And they'd all be locked in there.
It sure would. But that works to Al Simmons's benefit, as we'll see in a minute. So Spawn and Sigor, you know, reach out with a ninja star and sword and big funkin' gorilla hands and just start fucking these guys up, Johnny.
Ninja star to the throat.
Yeah.
It says Spawn knows what's up.
Yeah, he's like, I don't need the police here. Not now, at least. And Sigor is fucking these guys up, and one of them stabs him right in the stomach, and then Sigor's just like, you know what? You motherfucker, I'm smashing your head for that. And, Sigor smashed that man's head good.
Yeah.
Boy. And then they leave a pile of dead bodies in their wake, Johnny. And Sigor gets stabbed in the back with an axe. I guess technically it's axed in the back. And then Al Simmons takes revenge against that guy with a chain to the throat. And then we get another big, loud whoom. And a whole bunch more angels have biker ganged their way through the hole in the wall. And they surround Sigor and Al Simmons. And Tyrone's like, ha, do you really think I'm that dumb that I wouldn't protect myself? And Al Simmons is like, I kind of planned for this. And so he says, Sigor, fastball special, now!
Yep.
And Sigor picks Al Simmons up by the feet and swings him around in a circle. And as he does that, Al Simmons just goes, blam, 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 blam.
Like, becomes his own rotating Gatling gun.
Yeah. He does it like a... This feels like a cutscene from Wanted with the bullet.
Bullet curving?
Thing. Yeah. And he fucks these guys up, but good, Johnny.
Yeah, it's just a great two-page spread. Like, the detail on all the different gangsters or angels, I guess.
Yeah.
Is awesome. And, like, just, like, blasted them.
Yeah. And since, you know, he knew about the gunshot sensitivity of the security system, we get now very Toddfather.
Countdown.
He has just 1 minute and 12 seconds left to finish what he came here to do. And then we get a breakdown of what goes into that 1 minute and 12 seconds.
Yep.
In 14 seconds, the walls around him will seal themselves off. In 20 seconds, an alarm will go off that will alert the police precincts in the area of some major disturbance. 58 seconds after that, police cars will begin to pour in from all directions. It's a great response time. I'm pretty sure
that's really good.
The problem with security systems is, I mean, most of the time people are going to be dealing with false alarms, and so there's not going to be a real urgency to get out anytime there's an alarm like that. But also, that response time just depends on how far away somebody is. It could still be like 15 minutes before they get to your door.
That's true. Not these guys. These angels are connected.
Don't use that information in a nefarious purpose, y'all. Just use that as a way to keep cautious.
And they're all just dead. Yeah. Pretty much everyone but Tyrone.
Everybody, because they gotta leave one person alive to tell the story, Johnny. They gotta have the one guy at the end that goes, "Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd."
Exactly. Attend the tale of Spawn. And he leaves Tyrone alive so he can tell his daddy about it.
Yeah. And Tyrone's like, you fucked everything up. Look at this bullshit. You think you're gonna get away with this? And while he's trying to do this, Psycor just yells at him, and then Spawn punches him in the...
Just punches him right in the nose.
I like that. Like, just the 1-2 of ha! And then after Tyrone's out cold, they have 47 seconds left. And Al's like, "Yo, Psycor, this door looks weakest. Go punch that one." And Psycor does. And then...
Busts out.
He does his best King Kong impression, and he grabs his lady love and starts climbing towards the top of the Empire State Building, Johnny.
And he's got his bargaining chip he's going to use to get back with the people that fucked with Granny Blake.
Yeah, don't fuck with Granny Blake. Al Simmons will come after you. So, and then he's going to use those people who tried to pull it over on him by capturing Granny Blake. He's going to either... say that they can help him take over Blood, or they will no longer be able to do anything, because he'll kill them. He's going to give them an offer they can't refuse, Jim.
Yeah.
And then as Psygor is Batmaning away with Spawn over his shoulder, the police pull up to the just completely wrecked warehouse that Psygor has busted them out of.
Yeah.
But if Al Simmons can't find a way to stop Blood, then all that he's done tonight will have been an utter vain. And then we get a King Spawn skull crown to end the issue.
Crown skull.
Crown skull. Skull scrown. A scrown. A crawl! Oh, no, that's copyrighted. Scrown. And then Spawn and Ground.
Spawn and Ground.
More SDCC 2024 spotlights. More pictures. All new pictures. Even though there is still a picture with Keanu Reeves. There is
Keanu.
There is a person I recognize here, Johnny, and we know that we know the story behind this picture. That they were trying to get Erica Schultz to hold on to this prototype of the Deviant, and she was like,
"I'm not touching that."
Please revisit that conversation if you haven't. Yeah, it's a good time. Erica Schultz is a great hang.
Yeah, it was a great episode. Listen to our Erica Schultz episode.
Mm-hmm. And then we got Todd McFarlane showing us a little bit of his gun. He needs to move that up a little bit. Show us a little more meat.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jonathan
Glavin.
Yeah. Signing stuff.
Yep. Got that awesome Sam and Twitch poster. See?
Yeah, it's awesome. Need more Spawn's Universe, Johnny?
You know it. I can't escape it.
Can't escape it. It's inescapable. Don't miss these ongoing titles, then. And the Witchblade ad. And then one we haven't seen too many times. World of Warcraft is the toy ad.
World of Warcraft is the toy ad, yeah.
Wow. Another
Blizzard game. Blizzard makes those really addictive games.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Absolutely. They're like dopamine machines. It's nefarious.
It is. It's insidious.
Dun dun dun.
It's King Spawn 37.
Wrap it, put it on a sandwich, and eat it.
Mm, oh, don't. Dangerous Grad talking about sandwiches, Johnny. Just like talking about puppies when they can't hear you. Means they might sneak up on you and try to rate you as bad. So let's rate some puppies, Johnny.
It's time to rate the puppies. That whole time, David was holding up a dog to the camera, just so everyone knows.
I keep forgetting that this is audio only.
Yeah.
Just having a good time hanging out with my pal Johnny, reading some Spawn, rating some puppies. What do you want from me?
Audio. Just, we want audio.
Yeah. But don't you remember, Johnny, the video killed the radio star, which means... I don't know where I'm going with that. So let's just rate these puppies.
Let's do it. I don't think people would like the audio or the video of me sitting in my closet in like a t-shirt.
I don't know. I enjoy it. I enjoy seeing it when I get to see it.
Yeah.
See my friend Johnny. I get to see my friend Johnny.
I'd have to like get like a cool background, like surround myself with Spawn stuff.
You could just do the standard one that makes it look like you're in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon.
Could do that.
Mm-hmm. Could have your Wookiee friend next to you. I like that Wookiee.
I like that Wookiee. Maz is horny for Chewie. So first up, we had Gunslinger 34.
We did.
Kind of a transitional issue.
Mm-hmm.
It picks up where the cliffhanger where the other one left off and leaves on kind of another cliffhanger in a different time setting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. It was a fine episode or issue of Gunslinger. It wasn't like my favorite. It was just kind of an in-between issue.
Oh, yeah.
It's moving pieces around where they need to go.
It's a very linking issue.
Yeah. But we get the rest of the story from his past next time. And just...
So you're saying, Johnny, that the next issue will be the rest of the story.
Exactly. But it... I don't know. It's just a lot of, like, him rolling around in a hospital and stuff, so... Wasn't my favorite issue of Gunslinger, so I'm going to give it three... I'm going to give it three shots of Valium.
Woo!
3 out of 5. But, yeah, I mean, it's fine. The art's good. It's just, like, not a lot happens... And just kind of moving the pieces around a little bit. But, yep. I mean, it is what it is.
It's serviceable. It's...
Yeah.
It's better than it has to be for kind of the dissolve from one side of the story to the other. But it very much is just in the middle there. And it's kind of hard to rate it on its own terms. So I'm also going to give it... I'm going to give it three hotel manager mustaches out of 5.
Because hotel manager.
That is quite a mustache.
Yeah.
Man. And
he gives up Linda, that guy.
Yeah.
Gives up the ghost.
How dare he?
He should give up the ghost.
Hey, we don't wish that on anyone.
Not even a fictional motel owner.
Not even a guy with a crazy mustache.
Especially not a guy with a crazy mustache. Next up, we had issue 37 mm-hmm. of King Spawn.
Mm-hmm.
This is the new King Spawn. It's like gritty
mm-hmm. street level
Spawn. Ground level, taking dudes out. And it's more of that.
Hanging with his monkey.
Cygar adds some stuff. The art is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I really like what Yildiray is doing here. Like I said, like you said, there's this chunkiness to it, this like weight to it,
mm-hmm.
but really detailed and just really keeps you swept up in the action. It's a fun read. I still miss kind of the cosmic stuff of King Spawn. I hope maybe they'll get back to that one day. But the street level stuff's growing on me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
This issue was cool. I mean, I'm going to give it 3.5 rotating Gatling guns.
Nice. That's real good.
Because that's a fun reveal. And yeah.
Hell yeah.
3.5 out of 5.
It's been fun. The transition from King Spawn as it was to King Spawn as it is has been a little rough. But I think it's, especially since it's the Todd Father writing it, an exceptional clash of what he is best at versus what, you know, he likes to do. This has collapsed into something that is very, very close to what he is very good at, which we know is just that low-down, dirty noir stuff. And this is some peak Todd Father. This is the Todd Father being Todd Father-y, but in a good way and not in a ridiculous way. And so I am going to give it... As said before, the art is just so good. It's wonderful. I am going to give it 4 axes to the back.
Bam!
Thick. It's fun. I had fun. I'm having fun with current King Spawn. We've talked about it enough that I'm over it being different. I'll take it different. I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
All right. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. You know what else is good to know, Johnny?
Our friends on Instagram.
And this week we have somebody who, Johnny, I think you'll be surprised to know that this person likes Spawn. I guess they know about Spawn a little bit. It's at Spawn's Disciple. You know, they gotta know him a little bit in order to be a disciple. Disciple of the Spawn. And he is a collector and has some very cool shit to show.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. It's got a lot of great... They're posting all the covers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got a Watchmen Spawn variant for Obama.
They got a lot of really cool homage covers. They have like it's like the Action Comics number 1 Superman. That's a cool one.
They got the it's like a Marvel cover with the Incredulous Spawn. It's like a reference to the Wolverine Hulk cover, I believe.
Yeah, that is indeed the famous Todd Father cover from the 80s.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's just got a great collection of Spawn comics. It's good. He's got a film.
Definitely check him out.
He's got a film strip from the movie.
That's cool.
Yeah. 35 millimeter trailer film, Johnny. He's got the trailer. Hell yeah. Yeah. While you are on Instagram, you should also come find us regarding Spawn Pod. We're also sharing pictures of things that we have. It's very good.
Yes, and episodes we're doing and fun stuff. Come check it out.
Please do.
And you can message us on there, or if you want to send us a longer form message, or if you don't use social media, if it gives you anxiety like it does me, like we discovered last week, you can reach us up regarding spawnpod@gmail.com.
Please don't do anything that causes you anxiety on our behalf. We want you to feel comfortable doing things, and we would feel uncomfortable making you feel uncomfortable.
Absolutely. Regarding spawnpod@gmail.com, hit us up there. We'll read it on the air. If you want to send us your address, we'll send you some stickers.
Absolutely.
And I like to ask a question each week to kind of spur conversation. Mm-hmm. This week I would ask, what would I ask?
What would you ask, Johnny? Maybe that should be the question. What should Johnny ask in a future episode about what you should answer
to send there you us go. Emails? All right, yeah. Ask, what question should I ask for the next question?
Yeah, if you have questions you want us to answer, it can be a question that you want Johnny to ask the community at large, or it could be questions you want us to answer. We'll answer them.
We'll be your own personal spawn mailbag, your own personal spawning grounds.
Yeah. And if we don't know the answers, we'll make something up and we'll act like it's true.
Exactly.
Speaking of doing stuff that's cool, Johnny. Lonnie Bones does some cool shit. He makes our music. Just Google Lonnie Bones music with a Y, not an IE, and give him some love. Because he's shown us a lot of love in the past.
Indeed, with his dulcet tones. Mm-hmm. And dulcet tunes.
His dulcet tunes. And speaking of dulcet tones, Johnny, would you like to maybe share your dulcet tones with the world in another week?
Yes, I would love to. I would love to speak about Spawn.
Lovely. Because I would love to listen to you talk about Spawn in a week.
Okay, using you're just going to listen next week?
I'm just going to listen. I'm just going to listen.
Wow, finally, for once.
I'm just going to be here. We'll still be on video. We'll mute me, so that way, if I try to talk...
Johnny Takeover.
So what do you want to read for your Johnny Takeover, then? You should definitely read something you want to talk about if you're going to be talking about it the whole time.
Well, David, I want to read Spawn Kills Every Spawn 2 and Scorch 33.
I mean, that's a very Johnny Takeover pairing, so I'll allow it.
Thank you. We'll get to get more with Chibi Spawn and see what Jessica Priest has been up to, mm-hmm. So it should be two awesome issues.
Yeah, it should be great. It'll be a double
John Layman. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful. That sounds wonderful. Well, Johnny, hopefully everybody here knows that they should, you know, like us, subscribe to us, tell their friends and family and coworkers about us, because, you know, obviously they've done that already. Don't even need to mention it, do we?
No, not at all. We can just breeze right past it.
So if I don't need to mention
it. Speaking of breeze, this episode is a breeze.
Man, yeah. Jeez. It is a breeze. Well, that said, Johnny, I'm running out of wind, so I gotta say, just may the Scorched be with you.
And also with you, David.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So, what are your favorite monkeys? Who are your guys?
So who are my
favorite? Besides Saigor.
Ones? Oh, wait. Outside of Saigor? Let's see. I really like... I don't know that I know King Kong enough to say I'm
really
a King Kong dude. I gotta get into that
King
a little
Kong.
More.
I like Peter Jackson's King Kong a lot.
Have I told you the story about that? When I went to go see that in high school, there was a gigantic fire in a pasture not too far from my parents' home, and the entire, like, as soon as the movie started, I had turned my phone off because that's how I was in 2005, and like 5 minutes into the movie, my mom started calling me to say, hey, where the hell are you? There's a giant fire. You need to either get home, or if you're not on your way home, go somewhere else. And so she called me like 45 times over the course of that movie, and I just didn't see it because I had my phone off.
That was like a 3-hour movie.
Can you imagine being a mother trying to call their child to let them know that there's a giant fire and somebody could probably die, and they just don't answer their phone for 3 hours?
Yeah, she probably hates fucking Peter Jackson.
So all actual memory of that movie, besides the bug scene, which is used to great effect for a Blotted Science song called Fugitious Heaven, all of that has been washed away in an anxiety of rush fire.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah.
I remember going to see it the night it came out, and I had a big final the next day, but I said, fuck it, and went and saw the movie because I really wanted to see it. But I still did okay on the final anyway. So.
Oh, nice. That's the way to do it, Johnny.
Yep. I just stayed up all night, I believe.
Nice. You gotta shock the monkey. Hey, hey.
I guess.